We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Miller stops, fire, shoot, and scores!
Wow! Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. Monday morning in the Delaware Valley. Let me start by saying this. Be careful out there. You drove it a little later than I did. The roads were appalling in South Jersey on the way in. Have they gotten better?
They will get a lot better. There's a slush on them right now. So
there is.
It is
crunchy and nasty, slushy, and slippery. And yeah. There's some bad areas there.
Actually, if you're walking, be careful because you'll get soaked your sneakers.
Exactly, but... Well, that's stupid. What are you wearing sneakers today for?
Well, I always wear sneakers.
That would be really stupid.
Yeah, it was.
But better one. But anyway, if you're out there, do allow extra time. The roads are slick.
Yes.
And it's the first of two successive days with this. We're going to get another
Especially in South Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, it's not good at all in South Jersey right now. All right, but it's really good in South Philly. Because John Johnson is here this morning. How you doing, John?
Good morning.
Because John is on the cusp of a major, major development in Philadelphia sports. That is the Philadelphia 76ers as bona fide NBA championship contenders. We ready to say that yet, John Johnson?
Oh, absolutely.
Bona fide, right?
Bona fide.
Well, we got one person who's running the team who doesn't want to say that yet. But you saw what I saw this weekend, didn't you? Friday night, and even more so yesterday against L.A. Was that not a phenomenon, what you watched yesterday?
That team is really good.
Wow.
And they've been together for two games, and they are really good.
The ball movement was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Tobias Harris. Can I be honest with you? I'm going to sound fickle here, but I think I might like him more than Butler.
Oh,
I think I might like him more than Jimmy.
Didn't take long.
Well, the guy's just got a beautiful shot. Isn't it beautiful?
It is.
And I want to tackle in a minute why a guy who plays that way, pretty solid in all aspects of his game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad defender.
He's an okay defender.
He's not terrible. And he's a good passer. And he's a great shooter. And he's... Very, seems like a nice guy. He's selfless. He is not trying to be the man. Wow. And then somebody just lit up Redick. And they went, well, JJ, you're the only weak person in the starting five. And he went, I'm not weak. What did he get, 34 Friday night?
34. Yeah.
34 points.
Carried him.
The guy's got all the stars around him. He hits for 34. Everything he's hitting going in. It was unbelievable. But. And that's not the only thing. By the way, if anybody was out there yesterday and bumped into any of the following celebrities, all of whom attended the game, Carson Wentz, Al Wentz was there.
I saw him, yeah.
With Alshon Jeffrey.
Bad teammate.
In fact, apparently they've knitted up whatever those problems were in that story, Al.
Mm-hmm.
But I did hear that Jeffrey got a soda and dropped it. So I hope nobody got wet. Well, that happened.
Did you have to pay tax on that?
What's that, Al?
Of
course he has that, but I ask Rhea's friend, the mayor. He's got to pay a major tax on it. Anyway, Carson Wentz, Alshon Jeffrey, anybody bump into Mike Trout yesterday? Mike Trout was there, huh?
Yep.
Not with Wentz, separate. I think he was with his wife. And he was enjoying a fine spectacle. Al, Patriots owner Robert Kraft was there.
That guy spends more time in Philly than...
What's that about? He does.
He's always with Ruben. He's always
with
that guy.
His fifth or sixth game this
and
season.
And guess who he was schmoozing with? Who was he sitting with?
Magic.
Magic Johnson was there. He's creating a problem. We're going to get to that shortly. Because Magic Johnson was there. He's the president of the Lakers. I guess it makes sense he would be there. But hanging with the president, the owner of the Patriots, that's pretty weird, right? Allen Iverson was there.
Well, yeah. He's there a lot.
Yeah, I know he's there a lot, Al. But
getting the energy going.
not enough. He looks like he could maybe get into a fitness program. It's a little heavy there. Director M. Night Shyamalan was there. Oh, he's there all the time.
Yeah.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, the French fry guy.
The French fry guy. Oh, he is the rapper who it really helped to get Markelle Fultz out of town when he brandished a French fry during a Markelle Fultz interview earlier this season. And finally, Al, we needed the Kardashians there. And, of course, Kendall is there watching her boyfriend hoist up a three.
Quite a good record when
she's been there. A good luck charm, Angelo.
Oh, it's like 15-2 or something, right? It's really good. And Al, I don't know, you know, the way the male mind works, maybe that's Ben felt it at that moment. He threw up a three.
Didn't have a lot of points, but that's okay.
No, he threw up a three.
Yeah.
By John Johnson's count, it is the first time it was an actual valid three. It wasn't a hoist at the end of a quarter or a half or any of that. It was a legitimate three. It went in and popped out.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It didn't look bad.
It didn't look bad.
It was 2.5 seconds of bliss.
But let's deal with the new improved Philadelphia 76ers. Here's just a little snippet from the ABC coverage yesterday when Tobias Harris took LeBron James at the school.
Simmons, pretty Harris, whistle, blocking foul, and one.
Ooh, oh boy.
That's going to go against LeBron.
All right, and Harris was awesome yesterday. It was fantastic. In fact, he think he had first 6 out of 7, mostly threes. John, first impressions, Tobias Harris.
I love everything about Tobias Harris. I knew of him at the Clippers, and I was a big fan. Right. I never thought they would be able to acquire him.
Yep.
He makes all the difference for the 76ers offensively. Everybody is now available to get a shot because he spreads everything wide open, and he's clutch. More than anything, he's clutch.
All right, I am going to start something called the love meter. All right, John?
Okay.
And I want to know where you stand on these players, because I use my love meter on myself. All right, a love meter and the Sixers starting five.
Well, what's our gauge here? Am I going 1 through 10?
Who do you love? I'm going to give you a name. You tell me if he is number one.
Okay.
Joel Embiid.
One.
All right. We all agree on that?
We could stop there.
Embiid's one.
Yeah.
Two. Simmons?
Three would be Simmons.
Wow, three! Two is Tobias Harris?
That's correct.
Oh. Harris comes here and in a weekend he bows ahead of that's unbelievable.
That's correct.
Don't tell Jimmy Butler.
No. So Butler's four?
No.
Oh, no. Butler's five?
Butler is number five.
And wow. Redick is four.
JJ's number four.
Wow. Now, where are you on this?
Embiid.
Right?
Redick is five.
Redick is five.
Who's two?
Two is Simmons.
Wow. Oh, wow. Simmons. I got to go Embiid Simmons out. And now I'm gonna show I'm fickle. I'm going Harris 3, Butler 4, Redick 5. And only because it was love at first sight with Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Al, the guy, you know what it is when he hits a 3? It doesn't seem to hit anything.
That's the thing.
It goes right through.
Yeah.
And it's driving me nuts because... Al, this is the thing about Harris that whenever I'm watching his stuff, you know, and I'm not here to be an expert in basketball, but I look at a guy like that and I go, he's been in the league 7 years, and this is his 15th.
Yeah, it's odd.
Now, I know he's a bit of a late bloomer, but seriously, just listen to what Joel Embiid said about his new teammate.
Oh, he's good, especially for me, because... You know, the people are still going to double team, but he can space the floor now. I would say, a better trust to kick it out.
And he was terrific like yesterday, right?
I mean, Joel was awesome.
Joel was awesome. On and after the game, Al. After the game, he got involved with Ben Simmons and stuff, and J.J. Redick. We have some good stuff for you on that, too. But how does it happen? I know he's a late bloomer, but he's not a bad guy, right? Like the Butler thing, John, we can understand.
Sure, personality.
He's caused some problems in the locker room. Why does this guy keep getting moved?
My best guess is the late bloomer, of course.
Yeah.
And because of that, other teams saw potential,
right?
So he became easy trade bait when said team at the time needed to upgrade. They said, Tobias Harris is promising. We'll throw him in the trade as well.
Throw him in.
That's how, honestly, considering how many times he's been traded,
right.
He was traded for J.J. Redick.
I don't know. And he's a good guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a good guy?
My early impressions is he's a very nice guy.
Well, Brett Brown seemed very enthusiastic about Tobias Harris in his first weekend. Here's what Brett said after yesterday's game.
I look at what Tobias especially did. He just,
He's unselfish. He's efficient. He's a wonderful teammate. But to your point, you could have had a few possible bell ringers.
Could have had a few bell ringers. All right, here's the problem. All right, Al. There's always a problem with me. You know that.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's a big problem I'm getting to shortly on this Magic Johnson-Ben Simmons thing. Because that is awful. That's awful. But here's the first problem. Elton Brand, and I grilled John Johnson before the show.
Okay.
I want to know if Elton Brand is really the GM.
Is he
really making? Because the way he's going around now, he's been on tour the last three or four days.
Done a great job.
No, he's always done that. He did that as a player. He's always carried himself as a GM. But
yeah.
John Johnson absolutely assured me that the final word on personnel is Brett Brown.
Yeah.
And yet he walked around going like, he made these moves himself, which is fine because they're good moves. Hallelujah to whoever made them. But don't raise my bar and then lower it. Raises the bar, then he lowers the bar.
What do you mean lower it?
Did you watch the team this weekend?
Yeah.
All right, Al, how far should that team go?
I think they have every chance to go to the finals.
The finals. NBA finals. I 100% with you. I'm not ruling out they could have a parade. I'm not ruling it out. Not what I saw. I realize a lot of stuff to do, and the Warriors are amazing, et cetera, et cetera.
The
Celtics imploded this weekend.
Well,
Landry Shamet kicked their ass. All right? So I don't see them as a big threat anymore. All right, fine. But here's what Elton Brand said at his news conference on Friday, because it's a lower bar than he should be setting.
You know, a lot of teams got better, but that's our goal. I'll be disappointed for sure if we don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals and do well. But we're still in a position to get better in the future also, but I would be disappointed.
Get to the finals? Eastern Conference, that's two rounds. You won one round with no Butler and no Harris, and now you're going to win one extra Brown with two top stud players? That's all we are really hoping for this year?
Well,
one more round?
Well, you can't.
No, I needed him to say, we are a championship caliber team now, and we're going for it. We just proved
it's
we did.
They're going for it.
Well, then I need you to say it.
You can't demand.
Don't you?
Demand your team.
You can't say. Don't keep the bar low.
Well, I mean, you got Toronto. I mean, you don't know who you're going to match. You don't know who you're going to match up
against. Is that bar too low?
Here's the problem. Yep. He is not saying that because of the competition in the conference at all. I don't think he's worried about the competition at all.
He just said they improved.
He is saying that because this team will only be together for 28 games before the playoffs begin.
Yeah.
So he's worried about building the chemistry in time.
The way they were throwing that ball around yesterday, I don't need 28 games. I need 28 minutes.
143 showed me. We're good.
They were good. These guys can play together. They're
awesome.
Elite players, and you can see it's natural. I'm sorry. When I need nothing out. Again, I'm a very I reach for the stars. I absolutely need the Sixers to make the NBA Finals now, based on what I saw this weekend. I need them to do that. If they don't do that, I'm going to be upset, all right? And then I'm going to be pointing fingers. I need them to make the Finals. Are you with me, Al?
No.
Would anything less disappoint you?
I don't know who they're going to play. How are they going to play? I mean,
I don't like your
Toronto's
attitude. You raise your voice in octave. I don't like that either.
The Celtics and Toronto are... I mean,
the Celtics won't be able to guard them like they have in the past, Al. That's the difference. That's a huge difference.
Rhea.
Defensively, the Celtics can't just do what they did, in the playoffs last year
previously.
So, the Celtics
NBA Finals. You need to see the NBA Finals, right, Rhea?
I don't need to see them.
Would be disappointed if the team you saw this weekend did not represent the Eastern Conference in the finals.
I don't want to use the word disappointed after they put 143 on the Lakers.
Johnson.
With Magic and LeBron there. I enjoyed
Johnson.
It too much.
They brought in these guys to win now, so a new bar has to be set.
God, you're good, Johnson.
It can't be, I'm all right, we win another round. No, you went all in for the now.
Thank you.
You have to capitalize on this.
All right, now I can't. People, I got an open board after that game. Gabe, jump on board here. Let's get going. Because I come bearing gifts. Oh, boy. I got something no one has on my list right at the top. The very first JT Real Muto Phillies jersey, courtesy of the Majestic Clubhouse store at Citizens Bank Park. This is Al. They got the new ones already. Real Muto will be in this week.
Yep.
They got Segura. They got McCutchen. They're all there already. Because, you know, we have a great relationship, they have given me the first Real Muto.
Nice.
And you will win it today if you can simply tell me anyone in the news that could be entertainment, could be sports, could be, you know, White House, could be anything, politics, out. Anyone who goes by initials instead of their first name. All right? That's all I'm looking for, Al. Initials. Could be, and boy, there's some very famous people. My guess is that they have a really annoying first name, and they went, oh, I can't call myself Tobias. That's a weird
Tobias.
Name. So you go, T.R. Harris has the ball now, or something like that. Because the first name was really a bad name, and
sure.
They didn't want to use it, so they go with the initials. That's what I'm looking for. Anyone, anywhere who is identified not by a first name, but by their initials. 888. There's a lot of good ones in sports, too. 888-729-9494, #9494, your AT&T and Verizon cell phone. When we come back, Al, we are going to tackle why in God's name the Sixers would allow Ben Simmons to work out with the president of a rival team, the Lakers, because it is on the table and they need to swat it off today. Thank you. WIP Sports Time 650.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.